Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're getting a really unique opportunity today to talk to so many people who play key roles and who either benefit from or help others benefit from the thriving, once again, tourism industry here in New Orleans. Today is Global Meetings Industry Day. Meetings like this are happening all over the globe, all across the country, all around the world, to highlight the fact that business meetings are back. A lot of people were a little scared during the pandemic about what the future held, particularly with the massive growth of video conferencing. One of those individuals who's really got his finger on the pulse and knows, sees all the trends and the swings and ups and downs is the president and general manager of the New Orleans Morial Convention Center, Michael Sawaya.
Good morning.
How are you?
Terrific.
It is great to see all these people here, isn't it? Together, celebrating the fact that we are seeing very good things right now in this post-pandemic era. We know that the leisure travel had come back very strong, but there was continued concern with this pending recession that we keep hearing about from the economists and questions about whether or not big corporations, medium-sized companies, and even small businesses were going to invest again in conventions and meetings and exhibitions and so forth. How are things going right now at the convention center?
Well, I'm very encouraged by what I'm seeing in the trends. New Orleans is a very special place. And for our clients and our base of business that comes here all the time, you know, if they don't have a meeting, then they have no revenue, no income. And we certainly do everything we can to attract them to come here. So New Orleans is one of those places that they know when they have a meeting scheduled here, they're going to get the attendance because we represent excitement, we represent culture and fun and all the things that it takes to attract people to meetings.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to someone the other day who was having a wedding in New Orleans, and they said their wedding planner told them usually only about 2/3 of people who you send invitations to show up to your destination wedding. That a third of them, for whatever reason, can't come. But she said, in New Orleans, 90 to 95% of the people invited come. Mm-hmm. Is it the same in the business world that if there's a convention and it's in New Orleans, the percentage of attendance is higher?
That's absolutely the case. We hear it over and over from our clients. You know, the group that just left this past week hit record numbers.
The dermatologists.
Dermatologists and then Aleutian that just left.
Oh, yeah,
Wrapped up yesterday. The dermatologists were ecstatic, you know, because, again, they have some experience with coming here, so they kind of know what to expect, but this exceeded their expectations, and that's always good news for us.
Yeah, and I guess that's a measure or two that groups that have repeat business, that they're coming back to New Orleans after a previous gathering here, the people who were here last time are like, oh, we're going back to New Orleans. We're not missing this one.
That's why we focus so much on the experience, right? All of our people and our employee at the convention center, 400 people, they're very engaged in knowing what's at stake and making sure that we come off as being the most hospitable place in the nation.
You know, it is so genuine, and that is one of the things that I hear over and over from visitors, is it doesn't feel like someone's being nice to them because it's their job to be nice.
That's right.
It feels like they're legitimately nice people who happen to have a job in which they have to be nice to you.
That's right. And, you know, and in New Orleans, it's really our major industry when you think about it. It's what we sell to the world. You know, there's other things going on, but hospitality is very much at the forefront of what we do in New Orleans.
We heard, and I've talked to everyone we've had on today because we're hearing now these predictions that 2023 could be the year that finally breaks the record that we set back in 2019. We had record year after record year after record year right up to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing, and do you feel like this could be the year that we finally surpass the number of visitors, the revenues, and all the other metrics that we use to generate, to determine success in this business?
We finished 2022 at numbers that none of us thought were possible. We were at 99% of our 2019 levels.
Fantastic.
2023, I'm being pretty conservative, frankly. You know, we're a little lighter, but we're filling in some of the gaps already. The short-term bookings that I'm seeing, even for this year, are amazing. But once again, people want to get to New Orleans, and they want to get people here, so this is the spot they pick, even if it's a shorter-term booking cycle. So I'm very encouraged by what we see.
So we were right there in 2022, right. Almost broke the 2019 record.
That's right.
Maybe not in 23, huh?
Well, the predictions from all are that we're going to get there, right? I tend to be pretty conservative. I like to see it, so I take it quarter by quarter. But I tell you what, I mean, I'm becoming a believer.
How was the first quarter?
Get there. First quarter was terrific. You know, we started out with the Miss Universe pageant. We had other events that were coming. We're working on some things that we're creating ourselves. But those are soon to be announced. But in the year, for the year bookings are really, really doing well.
And in your business, you're not just working on the next quarter, not just working on the next two quarters, the current year. You're working 2, 3, 4 years down the road. How is everything looking long term?
Really good, actually. And we're actually taking the time to improve our facilities to be more competitive into the future. I can tell you that having traveled around the country, no one's resting on their laurels. You know, improvements all over the country, expansions all over the country. So our plan that we approved in 2018 is to transform our facility to be more competitive into the future, and then look at building new facilities that will continue to attract people here and reinvent the destination.
Well, people who drive by the convention center, even if they don't go inside, haven't had the opportunity to go inside lately, can see that things are improving constantly. You have the new pedestrian mall mm-hmm. now along Convention Center Boulevard, far wider to accommodate a lot more people who can gather now outside and who can not have to worry about dealing with traffic when they're walking up and down from one part of the building to another or to their hotels or to their events. What were you able to do inside during the pandemic when you didn't have a building constantly full of people?
We did an amazing amount of work. If you can imagine, we spent over $60 million on the interior. We redid all the restrooms. We did all of the lighting in the exhibit halls. We did a lot of electrical work. We improved all of our IT infrastructure. An amazing amount of work when people weren't around as much. And, you know, all of that resulted in our being able to get LEED Gold status, which no one ever thought.
What does that mean? What is LEED Gold status?
LEED Gold is the leader in environmental sustainability initiatives. And you get points by doing certain things and making certain investments. And we are the largest building currently in the entire country under the maintenance and operation standards that has achieved LEED Gold. Not the only LEED Gold, but the largest facility achieved LEED Gold.
And it's a big facility. How big is the convention center?
The whole building is 3 million square feet under roof. And the roof itself, we're redoing right now. We started this week. It's a 40-acre roof, and it'll be a sustainable wow. initiative as well.
You have to replace 40 acres of
40
roofing.
40 acres, yeah.
Wow. All right. And now's a good time to do that because you have gaps. And you have downtime when you're able to get workers in there and get it done.
Well, we do have a lot of times when we're moving in or moving out that we can make noise, right? You know, because they're certainly building a city inside the exhibit hall. So we've planned along the way for that. This project will take about 1 year, but we don't intend to make any noise or disrupt the business that we have on the books.
So when there's a convention, a meeting, exhibition in, the work stops.
Right.
Because obviously the last thing you want is to interrupt any of that.
That's right.
And as soon as they're ready to move out, the workers come back in and get the job done. You talked about how big the building is. There have been plans to expand. Mm-hmm. What happened to the expansion plans during the COVID crisis, and where are we at now in terms of what does the future look like for the Montreal Convention Center?
So the expansion plan was actually pre-Katrina. They were going to build about 500,000 square feet of exhibit space. Well, since then, we haven't had that type of demand, and other facilities around the country have been built. And so demand doesn't really move a whole lot in the exhibition industry. It stays about the same. So everyone's trying to keep their share of that market or capture more of that share. So our plan is not to get bigger, but to get better at what we have. So the plans that we have today are to improve, to add more modern things, to add things that others can't add, they're indigenous only to New Orleans, and the exciting plans that we have are going to do that.
All right, and you're being a little coy intentionally, it sounds like. You don't want to give away exactly what the plans are, but they are exciting.
I can give you a little bit of that. So one of the things indigenous to New Orleans is we have the Crescent City Connection, the two bridges. So our architect group went on the top of the roof and said, well, you don't have any rooms that look over the river, and you have these amazing bridges. Why not come up on the third floor and build a glassed-in ballroom, 40,000 square feet or so, that overlooks the Mississippi River? Well, nobody else can build that.
Wow.
And we are going to build that.
And for the record, the convention center literally sits under the bridge. The supports for the bridge go into your building.
I'm excited that you know that. Not everyone knows that. But it is a very unique feature of our building, and that people don't realize until they're standing in there and looking up and say, my God, we're under the bridge.
So there's this massive glass ballroom is going to be between the spans. Where is it going to be located?
It'll be on the third level. It'll be in between those bridges so that you can look out, and because it'll be glassed in, and actually see that as a feature of that room. So you can't build that anywhere else. Those bridges don't exist anywhere else. So
essentially
it'll be
having a party
thing.
On the bridge.
That's right.
But
and, of course, we're
going to
call it the Bridge Ballroom. Can you imagine that? The Bridge Ballroom.
And you'll have a beautiful view of the river. And you talk about the bridge. We were talking to the Department of Transportation and Development the other day. The lights have not been on the bridge in quite a while now. Right. But they have a plan for this amazing light show, very similar to what the Superdome did years ago on the bridge. That's got to be exciting for you, that the bridge now will become an even more powerful feature right there incorporated with your building.
All the more reason. And, you know, I even hear that they're going to program it to where you can change colors and do different things that we've done in our exhibit hall with the new technologies that are available. It's just going to be an amazing feature.
The future is bright.
It
both
is.
Literally and figuratively, and we'll be able to change the colors of the future, at least on the bridge. And you're looking forward to hopefully a record year, but really continuing down the road. Staffing has been a challenge. We've heard from everyone we've talked to today. How is that at the convention center? Do you have enough people to meet the demand for the groups that are coming into your building?
We're in a unique position because the convention center means so much and is the engine. We didn't lay any of our employees off during the pandemic. Unfortunately, we didn't get a lot of financial support back to cover that, so we had to use our reserves to do that. So we're actually having to go out and borrow money to do the expansion on all the development plans that we've got, but that's okay. We have bonding capacity to do it. So we have 400 employees, full-time and part-time, that we have maintained throughout this entire pandemic period. And to our benefit, we haven't missed a beat. We found plenty of work for them to do during this downtime, but boy, they're busy right now.
You know, and that's the other common thread we're hearing through all of this, that when a meeting comes to New Orleans, it not only helps the obvious, the convention center, the hotels, the restaurants, but there's the domino effect. You also bring in lots and lots of outside vendors to assist anytime there's one of these major meetings.
Absolutely, we do. If you think about it, I look out from my window from my office, and I can see a city being built pretty much every week and then torn down in a matter of a couple of days. And all those trades, the carpenters, the plumbers, the anything that goes into building in a trade show floor that could be sometimes a half a million square feet or even more. It's just an amazing amount of work that goes on, and all that it takes to put that together. Many are small businesses that are based here in New Orleans. And we really are that engine that makes it all work.
Michael Sawaya, the president and general manager of the New Orleans Morial Convention Center. Some exciting things coming up. We know Essence is going to be in the convention center in the blink of an eye. What else you got on the horizon?
Well, you know, Essence this summer is always a big thing. We're working on a civil rights exhibition with the state of Louisiana that hopefully will be open by Essence. It'll be in the convention center, and it'll be a permanent installation there. So we're excited about that project. We'll work on some other things that we're going to announce pretty soon, but I can't spoil the thunder of those. But they are first-time events here in New Orleans that we've been able to source and really work hard on, so stay tuned.
Michael, anything else you want to share with our listeners on this Global Meetings Industry Day?
You know, meetings are big business for New Orleans and for Louisiana. And taking time to celebrate what that means to us and really focus on that is really a great thing, because we're encouraged about our future. We're optimistic about the sustainability of this industry. And we're certainly happy to do it on behalf of our citizens for the state and the city.
All right. Well, I hope everything goes according to plan with that 40-acre roof you're working on replacing. Man, I had to replace my roof after the hurricane, and it wasn't anywhere near 40 acres, I can imagine.
$37 million.
Yeah, it felt like it cost me that much, but not quite. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate your time here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. Coming up, we're going to continue our conversations here at the Hyatt on this Global Meetings Industry Day, about the importance of meetings to New Orleans and to business, as hundreds of people are here to discuss the value of business meetings, trade shows, exhibitions, conventions, conferences, and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.